Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This lesson is titled, Where Did God and the Universe Come From? People have the ability to ask ultimate questions, which really makes them different from all other living creatures. They contemplate purpose, meaning, and destiny, which is unique to humanity. In one form or another, people universally throughout the world think about a higher power. Ironically, even when they try not to think about it, they think about it. Actually, professing atheists account for a very small percentage, about 2%, of the world's population. And of these, keep in mind that all people are born liars, who, according to the Bible, suppress the truth of God, Romans 1, 18 and 19. So how can we account for humanity uniquely asking, number one, who am I? Number two, where did I come from? Number three, why am I here? The Bible has a simple answer that rings true. Human beings were made in the very image of God and come wired with a God consciousness. Where did God come from? The Bible presents God as eternal. The Bible does not begin with elaborate arguments for the existence of God. It starts with the fact of God as a self-evident reality. Why is that? Well, because, in fact, it is true. The Bible begins by saying, In the beginning, God, Genesis 1:1. When Moses asked God what his name was, God told Moses that his name was I Am, Exodus 3. The name I Am means to be. God just is. Psalm 90 verse 2 says, Even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. God didn't come from anywhere. He has always existed. With our finite minds, we cannot figure out an eternal and infinite God. But by faith, we accept it as true. Hebrews 11:6. If one rejects the reality of God, they have a major problem accounting for everything else in a world of intelligent order and complexity. Where did the universe come from? There's really only three options. Number one, it has always existed. Number two, it came into being by itself. Or number three, it was created. Option number one defies logic. Everything comes from something. Also, the second law of thermodynamics shows everything is breaking down. Matter is not eternal. It is breaking down. Option number two is also wrong. Something cannot come from nothing. So this too is logically impossible. Many scientists claim that everything came from a Big Bang. However, no one seems to know where the Big Bang came from. What caused it? The missing link is still missing. Life cannot come from non-life. The only reasonable option left is that there is an all-wise creator behind the universe. If you consider a painting, you intuitively know that a painter is behind it. It gives evidence of intelligent design. So it is with creation. It speaks of an intelligent and powerful creator. This is why the Bible says, quote, the heavens declare the glory of God, Psalm 19:1. Romans 1:20 says the reality of God is clearly seen in creation, so that people are without excuse. The Bible says that in the final analysis, we must take it by faith that God created all things, Hebrews 11:3. But it is not a faith without evidence. Creation speaks of a creator. The Bible rings true at every point. C.S. Lewis rightfully said, atheism turns out to be too simple. If the whole universe has no meaning, we should never have found out that it has no meaning. Amen. Romans 1:16-21, For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first, and also for the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, The just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Lord, we thank you for the truth of who you are, the truth that we see in the Word of God. Thank you for the ministry of the Holy Spirit and just the self-evident truth about life and you, ultimate reality. We thank you for special revelation in the Word of God, which shows us the truth of Jesus Christ and the eternal life that is found in him. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. Lord, we thank you for your word. Encourage us today. Use us for your glory. And we thank you for who you are as sovereign God. I pray in Christ's name. Amen.